Hi friends, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Emancipated out of my own. I've been walking through the mountains. I wandered through the trees for her. I have been trying to find her. Wanna give what I've got. She lit a fire and now she's in my head.
Hi friends, sorry I had the mic on mute. You're listening to Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show that comes on every Wednesday at 7, and it's the show where I talk about music videos because I'm weirdly obsessed with them. Last week when I was here, I talked about Ray and her amazing music videos because her videos are so interesting and she's such an interesting artist. And this week I'm going to be talking about Jasmine Sullivan, another great artist that I probably should have done a long time ago, but you know, I just never got around to it. It's wickedly hot in here, and it's hot everywhere. It's hot outside. It's hot in where I live because this university refuses to turn on the air conditioning or is too broke to do so. Not that they refuse to do it. Like, I know how that stuff works. I'm an architecture student. Like, I understand that it runs on a central system. But, like, it's so annoying that, like, the school and, like, other places just, like, ignore the fact that climate change is, like, going on. And they're like, oh, we're going to turn the AC on in, like, mid-April when the time is right. Like, seasons don't exist anymore. Please. It was 80 degrees in October last year, and we had an 80-degree day this year followed by a snowstorm. Like, are you kidding me? Weather is not predictable. You need to turn the AC on, or I'm not about to give you my money. Excuse me for being a little pissy, but, like, if I'm going to be giving you my money, I expect to be living in livable conditions. Otherwise, like, what am I doing here? Please don't piss me off. I'm frustrated. You can hear the fan in the back. Like, and the part that, like, ticks me off the most is the fact that all these, like, dining hall workers have to work in this heat. And it's already hot cooking food. Like, I just cannot imagine how annoying that must be. It's just, yeah. So, I'm teed off. Sorry. But that's just, yeah, that's what's going on right now. So, we're going to start with a song about another girl who's pretty angry about what's going on in her life. This is Bust Your Windows by Jasmine Sullivan.
About that part, I bust the windows out your car after I saw you laying next to her. I didn't wanna, but I took my turn. I'm glad I did it, 'cause you had to learn. I must admit it helped a little bit to think of how you feel when you
I'm
That was Bust Your Windows by Jasmine Sullivan, and we're talking about Jasmine Sullivan music videos until 7 o'clock today. That was my first time watching this music video. I'd surprisingly never seen it before, even though, like, I watched Glee, and so I guess I thought that, like, it was, the music video was, like, based off of, like, the Glee video or something, but, it wasn't, and I'm not based off the Glee video. I thought that the Glee version was based off of the original music video, and they're, like, two completely different things. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, she does everything in this video except for bust windows out of his car. She just, like, she does a lot of breaking of his stuff, but she never busts his windows. Let's look at the comments. This one says she was really 19 when she made this. Her voice is so amazing. I had no idea that she was that young when she made this. Props to her. That's, like, to be able to do that at such a young age. Yeah, it says there needs to be a remake of this video where she's actually busting the windows out of a car. Yeah. She's missing something entirely. Another person said she did everything but bust the windows out of his car. Yep, knew it. This comment says, no windows were hurt in the making of this video. Very, very funny. So, what happens in the video? This video was from 16 years ago. So, it was from October 3rd, 2009. At least that's when it was put on YouTube. And the plot of it is pretty similar to what the song is talking about itself. The fact that, like, it's the end of a relationship. Things clearly didn't go so well. And she's, like, retaliating as a response to that. Another funny thing is that he doesn't drive a car in this video. He drives a motorcycle. It's like, did they know what they were making when they made this video at all? So the video starts with, like, they're in, like, a fancy house together, getting ready to leave in the morning. And he leaves, like, without her, which isn't, like, a bad thing. It's just, like, he clearly just, like, his day starts before hers does. And when he leaves is when she starts to, like, roam around the house and, like, see and feel things, about, like, what's going on in the house and, like, these conditions that she's living in the shadow of this other man. As she walks around, she starts doing things where she's destroying his stuff. So, like, one thing that she does is that she drops his watch in, like, a fish tank. She also, pours all of his wine out on the table and all of his alcohol out on the table. Me personally, I'm like, drink that. There's another thing where she's like, she throws all his records down onto the floor, all of his vinyl, and it like breaks on the floor. And then at the end of the video, what happens is that he comes back and he sees everything that she's broken and like left behind. And as soon as he comes back is right as she's leaving, and she left on the bed with like a bunch of shards of glass showing all the stuff that she's broken, a pair of panties, which are clearly like her own. And that's pretty much the end of the video. It just feels like they had to make a visual for the video, but, it doesn't feel like they really put a bunch of effort into it. Honestly, I like the Glee version better, the one with Mercedes from Glee. Like, she did a way better job on this video, when she actually busted out somebody's windows. I was gonna do a Glee episode once, but, I didn't because I didn't want to get on your nerves. you guys can probably tell, but, like, I am not in it today. My head is not in it. My nose is not in it. It's just, like, it's really hard to focus when there's so much stuff going on. Not only like the weather, but like I'm also in the midst of like applying to graduate school. I applied to graduate school. I've decided by now. It just sucks when like the choice that I had to end up going with was the cheaper option. It sucks to be poor, you know? It sucks to be poor. Like, to want to be something greater than what you are, and, like, to really, like, have a vision of yourself in mind that isn't what you're doing right now. To, like, see a better version of yourself and visualize it so clearly And you just can't have that because you're like broke as you know what. So that really sucks. That really sucks. It sucks to like be put in a box because you're broke. Like, I hate being poor. Maybe this is just like Usher gripe session, but like you can hear it in my voice. I'm like struggling right now. And like the fact that I've had to like sleep for two nights in heat, has not helped. Like, I'm up to my wit's end, and that's basically what this is. And I'm really sorry that I have to like take it out on Jasmine Sullivan, but honestly her music videos aren't that great, so like I don't feel that bad. Her music's awesome, she's got a really great voice, but like the music videos are like halfway there, they're just half baked. So yeah, I might play like a transitional song here or there, just to like, you know, fill the room, because I'm clearly not doing the greatest job today. I mean, how's everybody else doing? I mean, maybe you guys are having an awesome week. Maybe you guys love the heat. But yeah, everybody loves the heat when they don't have to sit in it. So I really pity homeless people right now. That might sound ignorant, but it's true. I do. I feel really bad for the people who have to, like, be in heat all the time, because they don't have anywhere else to go. I'm going to play a song by, I'm gonna play a transitional song in between here. This is a song by Smash Mouth, who is, they're clearly, advocates for understanding and acknowledging the fact that climate change exists and that it's a problem. This is how I feel right now. This is Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth.
Tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up, missed our wheels, I can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay.
So don't delay. Supplies are running out. A lot if you're still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, maybe
That was Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth, and it's just a little bit about how I feel today. And we're just going to keep going in my conversation about Jasmine Sullivan. This is a song that we all probably know very, very well from a show called Insecure. This is Insecure by Jasmine Sullivan and Bryson Tiller.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I'm needing a break to clear up the clutter, dang man. Can I get a minute, cause it's space man. You've been in my head playing games man. You be way too controlling. Got me feeling like I can't breathe, I can't even hang with the homie. No reason not to trust me, I'm your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master, I'll escape. Thinking who can I run to? Got me looking for a new dude with a chill vibe, who a nice time, who could lay back, who don't pick fights, who ain't insecure. Yeah. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah. When I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that.
Been a long time, maybe home I've been away. Work got me in and out of state. Don't know what you're doing, wonder what you're doing. You got this in your face, I never let you go to waste. You're my treasure, baby, not my trash. Thirsty's about to make a pass. Why I treat you like a trophy? Control freak, I tell you that's better than all free. Find someone better, you can go free. Stop tripping, girl, you know me. I'm your homie, don't cut it off. We done said it all and we done it all. I want it all for myself, sorry if I'm coming off insecure. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. Don't you know that trust is important? Ever heard of that? Is it foreign to you? Is a good time really boring to you? You be young and shook night, always trying to find you a bully or a lover. Are you my man or my big brother? Baby, something wrong with this picture. You make it hard to want to stay with you. I'm your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master. I'll escape thinking who can I run to? Got me looking for a new dude. I'm a good girl, but you're reaching. About to make me give you reason to be insecure. Oh, why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do, but you be wanting
but
more.
But you be wanting more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
And why you can't get above my bed? I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that. No, I won't take that no more.
That was Insecure by Jasmine Sullivan and Bryson Tiller, which is from the show Insecure. It was a song that was really popular a few years ago. I forget what year that was. Was it 2016? That was 2017, though. Yeah, that song was really popular in 2017. I remember when it first came out, I wasn't a fan of Jasmine Sullivan at the time, so I thought that the song was by Issa Rae, because I just knew... I knew Insecure, and I was like, oh, Issa Rae could sing, I had no idea. Everybody was listening to this. If you were part of this moment, you were listening to Insecure. Like, it was just something that you had to be doing. We can look at the comments for a second to see what other people feel about this song. Or in this video. This comment says, I'm a Bryson Tiller fan, and I'm also a Jasmine Sullivan fan. I just made 28 years old on the 9th and have never heard this song until February 13th, 2026. definitely about to do 9 years worth of listening. Oh, that's interesting. They missed everything. This comment says, man, Issa Rae was smart for making this a single from the soundtrack for the show. Yeah, absolutely. What else? This one says, people just discovering this song because of the Riff Challenge, but it's been hot. Yeah, what are people just discovering the song 5 years ago? This person left this comment. 5 years ago, was there like a trend? Maybe there was a trend 5 years ago where people were trying to do the riff off this song. You can't, because it's just like, it's Jasmine Sullivan. She has such a unique voice. She's the only person who's made to sing this song. Yeah, this comment says, I'm your lady, not a slave. You might not my master. That phrase means a lot. It is. It does mean a lot. That's a great line. I wonder if she wrote this song, or who wrote this song, or if they wrote it together, her and Bryson Tiller. I have no idea. Yeah, it's a great song. As for the music video, we can talk about what happened. So what happens in the video is that it opens on an apartment, and it's the apartment from the show. It's from the one from Insecure that Issa lived in. And instead of Issa being in there, it's Jasmine Sullivan, and she's singing to the camera. So we have this like style of video where it's like one person singing to the camera. I'm sure there's a name for it. I gotta figure it out one of these days. Where there's one person singing to the camera, and then there's a story going on behind all of that. Throughout this video, what's going on is that the story is there's a party happening. And there's this girl at the party, and it's not Issa Rae. It's not focusing on Issa Rae. It's focusing on other girls. But there's this girl, and she keeps getting a text from her boyfriend. His name is Brandon, and his name keeps popping up on her phone. And he keeps texting her, asking her like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then there's this other girl, and she's texting Bryson Tiller, and his name comes up as Bryson. And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And of course, you know, the song keeps going on with the plot of, like, why are you going to be so insecure? Like, what's your problem? Why are you so worried about what I'm doing? This is definitely a problem for some people. I mean, it's not a problem for me. I've never had this problem because I am very deflective towards men because they hate me for some reason. People who have relationships, they have this problem sometimes in their relationships where it's like they just can't live. And I know I have a friend like that who, like, her boyfriend would never let her live. And I'm just saying, like, if you're in a relationship like that, screw that man and get out of that relationship. Like, it's never worth it to be just doing something that, like, does not make you feel good. I mean, if you can help it. I know it's easy to say, like, in an abusive relationship for me to just be like, I'll just get out of it. But, like, if you can help it, if you know you can, and if you, like, really just don't want to do it, then just, like, don't do it. And if you need help, then, like, call someone. Easy peasy. Don't do it. Insecure is... It's a really great song because it's layered, and all of her songs are really layered. Jasmine Sullivan, she clearly puts her heart on the page when she writes. And you can also tell that in, like, her really early songs from, like, her early albums. Like, the song Fear. I love the song Fear because I think it's so well written. Where she's like, I'm scared to smoke, I'm scared to drink, I'm scared to swim because I think I'll sink. I'm scared to eat because I don't want to gain weight, something like that. I'm scared of food. Like, she's just like, I'm scared to live. I'm scared to be alive. Like, life is just, like, freaking crazy. Like, I don't want to do anything. I want to just sit in a hole. It's like that song from Paramore, Hard Times. I think Hard Times is one of the greatest songs of all times. Ironic. I think it is one of the greatest songs of all time. Like, Hard Times gonna make you wonder why you even try. Like, the first line, it's like, all that I want is to wake up fine, tell me that I'm alright, that I ain't gonna die. All I want is a hole in the ground that can tell me when it's alright for me to come out. That's just poetry. Like, yeah, that is deep. And it's true. That is all I want. I just want to sit in a hole all day. And I would like for friends and family to come visit if they so please. That would be nice, too. But yeah, that's basically what happens in the entire video. And then what happens at the end is that... Bryson Tiller is also in this video as well. When he, like, sings, he pops up. What happens in the end is that she gets a knock at her door, and she goes outside, and it's Bryson Tiller, and he's at her door, and she just kind of looks him up and down like, you sack of loser piece of crap, you're worthless, you have nothing, like, just get out of my face. And that's the whole video. It ends, and this is 2017 RCA Records. That's the whole thing. it's a fun video, but I wish that it would have dived more into the concept of like insecurity, because like a lot of parts in the video when it's not these guys being insecure and sending texts, it's like people actually having fun at this party. And I'm like, if they're having fun, then like it's kind of defeating the purpose of the song, because like I would have wanted to see kind of like their vibe ruined, or like, you know, you want a little bit of stakes in what's going on. Like, if it doesn't matter, then I don't care. Also, like, if it had more to do with the show, they kind of like chose snippets of people to put in this from the show, and it feels kind of random. If they would have just like put Jasmine Sullivan in it altogether and she's like the main character, that also would have been really cool, but for some reason they just decided not to take advantage of that. It's definitely one of my favorite Jasmine Sullivan songs. Not my favorite, I'm about to probably play. I guess that is my favorite, the song that I'm about to play. That is my favorite. But I think that it just touches on how deep of an artist she is and how great she is at applying feelings like universally to, you know, the way that everybody else feels. I could have talked about Pick Up Your Feelings, but I really hated the video for Pick Up Your Feelings. She had like a weird style in that video. Was it Pick Up Your Feelings? I think Pick Up Your Feelings. I might be talking about the wrong video. But there was this one video where she was like this in this old Hollywood style, and like I was not feeling it whatsoever. Her stylist for a long time was really doing her bad. But lately she looks really, really good, and she's slaying, and especially in her her album Hotels? Yeah. That's like, I feel like that bob was, you know, as soon as somebody gets a bob, I'm sold. The bob is, when you do a bob right, it really bobs. Like, I can't stand when a bob is a little bit too long or like a little bit too short, because then I'm like, you did the bob wrong. But she had the perfect bob, and it really worked for her. So I love the bob on her, and I'm a big fan of like a moment for like a style right when I want it the most. So yeah, that was Insecure, and we're just gonna keep this train pushing. This is probably one of my favorite songs by Jasmine Sullivan, and it's a song that she has with her. This is Girl Like Me, which is super relatable.
I made a profile on Tinder, since you left me to be with her. The thing that means I'm getting desperate, wish I could return the sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body, wonder what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you can't choose me? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah, and I don't even know what for. Nah, you just wanted something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would have given. It ain't right how these people went and whatever you went. Like me, I'll come and be winning, yeah. And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make up your mind of me. And you gon' make me a gold digger. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses, while the dudes be so pressed and impressed. What if you leave me with no choice? I can't do this good girl no more. You asked, I would've given. It ain't right how these people win. Yeah, they be winning. I'm hopeful, girl, like me. How come they be winning? And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a part of me.
Y'all be making a sense. They say y'all don't know how we met. So we start acting like we don't care. Cause y'all be taking a step. Wanted something different, still don't know what you was missing. What
What you get, Bobby? Look what you did, kid. Yeah, Bobby. See what you did to me.
That was Girl Like Me by Jasmine Sullivan featuring her. It's a really great song. Like I mentioned before, one of my favorite songs. I'm talking about Jasmine Sullivan music videos, by the way, until 8 o'clock today. But this isn't a video. This is a... Well, it is a video. It's a live performance, which is different, of course. Which I don't really do live performances that much because it's like, why would I describe somebody singing? But I really love this song, and I really wanted to play it, so I thought, screw it, I'm just going to do what I want. Yeah, so let's just look at the comments so we can see what other people think about this song initially, so that way it can guide my brain, because my brain can't go anywhere on its own. This comment says, tell me how the live version sounds better than the original. I know, it's the Jasmine Sullivan effect. This other comment says, I just want to know why people are still sleeping on one of the greatest singers to ever grace the earth. She is one of the greatest singers to ever grace the earth. She was on that list of, I forget who it was. Was it Rolling Stone? I think Rolling Stone. Remember when they put out that list of, like, all the greatest artists, greatest voices? She was pretty high on that list. Because she does have an insane voice. Absolutely. What other... This comment says, not gonna lie, I cried watching the beginning because I feel like people have slept on Jasmine for long and now she's finally getting her spotlight. I can't say that I was a part of, like, her early days, so I wouldn't know. But I'm glad that she got her spotlight eventually. I hope she's, like, sleeping comfortably. This one says, this song is so deep, all the pain and trauma can definitely change a person for the worst. Absolutely, yeah. And then this other comment says, when her said, I can't do this good girl SHIT anymore, I felt that. Yeah, I know how. Yeah, I'm sure, like, everybody kind of knows how that feels. It's like, I've said this phrase a lot today on this show, but being at your wit's end, especially, like, in, like, romantic situations and, like, wanting more for yourself, and you're just not there because everybody sucks. And you can't do anything about it. You know the worst part about making relationships is that you have to, like, be with someone else? Like, what the... Like, I see why people, like, be with AI. Because everybody is so frustrating. Like, no wonder people are modeling people against... not against, but modeling people to, like, be the way that they want. Because real people suck. Everybody just has, like, commitment problems. I'm one to talk. I'm not one to talk. I don't think I have commitment problems. I think I'm pretty cool. Like, I'm pretty casual. Yeah, I'm, like, a chill person. I don't know what everybody's problem is, but, like, clearly it's not just me. If, like, Jasmine Sullivan and her feel the exact same way, and the way that this song is so stripped down, I wish that there was more R&B music like this. And it's why I really love Jasmine Sullivan's old music, because I loved R&B that's stripped down. We don't need all the... I get that it's, like, rhythm and blues, and, like, that's the way that it's, like, developed over time. But, like, I would love to hear some songs that are just way less reduced, and it's just more personal, and it's more heartfelt. I love that one song with Holly and what's the guy's name? Leon Thomas, Rather Be Alone. That song is so good because of the fact that it is just, they just took everything out of it, and they just, like, let it be. We've got to let R&B breathe a little bit. Like, just, like, take down all the production of it. otherwise, go all in on the production. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I like EDM and stuff like that. Because, like, when I listen to it, it's like, oh, like, that's the point of this music. It's supposed to be super, like, high-produced. I don't like when, like, a song is, like, halfway there. Because it feels like, pick a genre for me. And I feel like the origin of R&B is to be stripped down. It's supposed to be soulful. I don't know. I don't want to be on my soapbox about this. Like, you know, like, make music that you want to make. But I wish that there was more of this, at least. I'm not telling anybody to change their sound. Like, keep the sound that you've got. It sounds good. It's working for you. But, like, I just want more. I could use more acoustic R&B. Because then, like, you know, I always got to, like, look for it on Spotify. Like, when I want to listen to acoustic R&B, I'm, like, putting in acoustic R&B. And then I got to go to Spotify and, like, see what it recommends for me out of the songs that I already know. And then, like, the songs that I don't know, it's always, like, some, like, really underground artist who's, like, just trying to pay their rent. And I'm, like, why do you only have one song? You know? I just want more acoustic R&B. That's how I feel. This is, yeah, anything else that I have to say about Girl Like Me? I think Girl Like Me is also just, like, a really awesome name for the song. Because, like, it's so relatable, and other girls can relate to this. Feeling like a sense of, like, I guess I'm just going to have to change to fit your image. Yeah, there's a comment under here that says, it's a black man. This person is black. Sorry. It says, as a black man, this song breaks my heart, and I would hate a woman to feel this way because of my actions on behalf of all men. We sorry. Shut up. Oh, my gosh. Shut up. That just pissed me off, actually. I thought that comment was going to be cute, but you know what? That was so, like, that was such an infantile thing to, like, put at the end. On behalf of all men, we sorry. Like... Shut up. That's like when John Mayer released that what was that one song that he put out? That song that was like babyish. It was in that new album. I can't spell. I can never spell when I come in here. Sob Rock. Oh my gosh, he had that one song on Sob Rock. Why you no love me? Shut up. That's how I feel. That's how it makes me feel. Like, I'm going to strangle you. I'm actually going to reach over and I'm going to, like, do something. I cannot take it. What else can I say about this song? Because I got a lot of time left. And I feel really bad for, like, how I started this. Because, like, I clearly was just out of it. And sometimes I forget that, like, this place is my only happy place. Because, you know, everybody on Earth is just, like, the worst. The real stress is just, like, yeah, like I said, like, the whole, like, graduate school stress and, like, the stress of graduating in itself. Like, I was talking to a friend earlier, and she was talking about, like, applying for jobs and not getting the job that she wanted, and she was like, I almost had a panic attack in class earlier just because, and she was like, and I don't know what, like, it's such a stupid thing to, like, stress over. But no, it's the stress of, like, something's ending and now a new thing is starting, or, like, feeling like you want to be somewhere but you're not there, and, like, you should be there. That's how I feel right now. But the fact that, like, I'm going to be coming back here for graduate school, and it's like, again, you know, that's exactly how I feel. It's like if somebody told you, like, you're going to be held back in high school, and I've never been held back, but man, if someone told me that I was being held back, it would really, like, yuck my yum. I'd be really, really upset. No wonder, like, the kids who get held back, like, go kind of crazy. No hate to people who are held back. If you were held back, call in. It's like, well, let's look at another comment. This comment says, I love the amount of men in the comments apologizing on behalf of all men who've made us feel like this. We thank you and we appreciate your apology. I don't thank you. Screw you. Screw you, okay? We don't thank you. I hate when someone's like, on behalf of all... No, you can't speak to all of them. That's like when white people are like... They're like, on behalf of white people, I would like to apologize for racism. Like, oh... That makes everything better. Thank you then. Thank you for that. That totally healed us. Like, no, it didn't. Obviously. I can't stand when people, like, try to, like, apologize on behalf of everyone. Apologize on behalf of yourself, and that's it. That's it. That's all we need. That's all we need. And maybe a few people will catch on. I watched a video earlier where they were, like, it was a Hank Green? Yeah, it was Hank Green. It was a Hank Green video, you know, John Green's brother, which I'm sure he probably hates being called John Green's brother, but it's like, we know John Green more than we know you. It was a Hank Green video, and he was talking about how the video was called Slavery is Racist. And I'm like, oh, brother, we're back to this? Really? Like, isn't that so just freaking exhausting? I must be getting old, because I was watching the news last night. The news? I was watching, what's the guy's name? I was watching The Daily Show with, I'm about to say Letterman. No, that's not right. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart? Is that right? Is that his name? Daily Show. Jon Stewart. Yeah, I was watching by the way, Jon Stewart is hot. I was watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart last night. Is that a sign of aging? Because, like, I hate the news. But low-key, I gotta stay up on it. Like, I gotta stay woke because I need to know. After they went to the moon, I was like, that's crazy. You know, guys, they went to the moon. That's insane. They circled around the moon and they came back and they took a bunch of photos. And that's just insane. Like, whoa, people are going to space. I've been watching YouTube shorts because, like, I won't go on I won't go on Instagram because I'm scared I'm going to be addicted to it. But now I'm just addicted to YouTube shorts. And I'm like, okay, I guess I like Theo Vaughn now. Caleb Heron. That's all that shows up. And then every once in a while, I'll get, like, a glimpse of Joe Rogan. And I'm like, no! I'm not that far. but, like... Yeah, I'm watching I'm watching YouTube Shorts, and I keep getting recommended videos from, like, of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and every YouTube, what is it with YouTube Shorts videos that they're all over-edited? Like, I don't need every single word in the caption to take up its own space. And, like, if there's, like, a Neil deGrasse Tyson video, it'll be, like, his whole head in the frame, and then, like, it'll be edited in a bunch of crazy different ways that just look like AI made it. Like, again, like, this is AI slop. And it's like, the earth is round. You know what those videos, like, sound like? Like, that's exactly what they sound like. They'll be like, the earth is round, and we went to space. Let me tell you why. And then it'll be, like a bunch of, like, the most dramatic things put in my face on my feed. And honestly, I watch it, and I'm so ashamed of it. It's so embarrassing, but I do watch it because YouTube Shorts low-key be educating me. I watched, like, a 40-minute video yesterday on Backrooms on the story behind liminal spaces and how to escape the Backrooms. Like, I'm going to be stuck in a Backroom. Like, I have nothing to do ever, and this is just my way of saying it. Like, I guess I'm just getting old. And I have nothing to do because apparently I'm watching Jon Stewart on The Daily Show and I'm watching John Green videos and Neil deGrasse Tyson and Theo Vaughn. And what does it all mean? Nothing. It means totally nothing. But I want to come back to the fact that Jon Stewart is really hot and he's got such a, like, corny sense of humor. It really gets under my skin. I'm like, how can you have a mug like that? And then, like, he's got that, like, millennial sense of humor, you know? Like, they'll make, like, a funny face and everybody's like, ah! Like, this is peak. Like, it's not. He really just, like, stuck out his tongue. It's really not. He's not doing all that. But I'm like, yeah, how can you have a mug like that and then just not go anywhere with it? Maybe he used to be funny back in his day, like, when he was on MTV or something. I don't know. Brown-haired Jon Stewart was really something. It's the same thing as, like when you see a photo of Steve Martin with brown hair, it's like, oh, that's not right. What's the other guy's name? Nah, I'm not gonna mention that. I was about to say something out of pocket, but nah, I'll just keep it to myself. Isn't it funny how I warm up in here? But that's also because in the time that I've been in here, in the hour that I've been in here, it has dropped like 5 degrees outside, and I've been keeping this window open with the fan going. You guys can hear the fan. I'm sure it sounds like I've got like a 747 jet engine behind me. It's about to take off. You know, like. that's the end of this. You know, I used to do, like, long outros, and, like, I remember when I had guests on here, I'd be like, thank you so much for being here. This is awesome. I've really enjoyed your time here. How time has flown, you know? I just, the song that just popped up on my Spotify next was Wild by Troye Sivan. That's the first person that I covered on the show. Troye Sivan. And we were talking about everything to do with the, like, the Wild trilogy or whatever. I don't even remember all of it. Little boy. I don't remember all of that. But anyways, I'm going to leave here on a song that I didn't talk about last time, because last time I talked about Ray, and I didn't talk about this song, but I listened to part of her album last week, and I was like, whoa, this song is actually pretty cool, and Ray is pretty cool, too. This is by Ray and a person called Ama, and another person called Absolutely. This is Joy.
I declare and I decree, any chain that has been holding me, any evil tongue that whispers in these ears, I said I rebuke it. You must leave my life. You are not welcome here. Lose your grip and set me free. Heaven, hear me now. I want to be free of every pain and every fear. The sadness has a grip on me and it must disappear.